This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Things got heated on Capitol Hill yesterday when a committee met to debate the ARENA Act, a bill West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito introduced in May in anticipation of the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan. Capito's bill is an attempt to scale back the EPA's new rule. Jesse Wright reports that the bill passed through the committee, but not before all the Democrats got up and walked out in protest.
Debate was passionate on both sides of the aisle in Washington as the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works considered amendments to Capito's bill, the Affordable, Reliable Electricity Now Act, also known as the ARENA Act. Much of the discussion was about the effects of climate change versus the cost associated with implementing the Clean Power Plan.
This is not an esoteric debate. It's not a debate about numbers. It's a debate about lives. And if you believe that our decisions have consequences, please consider all the consequences.
That was Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She used Hurricane Sandy as an example of how climate change is already affecting her state. Republican Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi argued that science doesn't support the idea that people are causing climate change.
Climate has always been changing and will always change because there are influences beyond the control of humans. And we might as well accept that. There are some things Congress can't do.
The Clean Power Plan uses state-specific targets to reduce carbon emissions in the U.S. by 32% by the year 2030 from levels recorded in 2005. States must begin complying with the new regulations by 2022. Among other things, Capito's bill would allow governors to opt out of the Clean Power Plan and requires the EPA to only mandate technology-based power plant upgrades if that technology has been proven to work for at least a year. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is the sole Democrat among the ARENA Act's 35 co-sponsors. Every amendment to the bill was voted down along party lines during Wednesday's committee session. All the Democrats walked out in frustration after about 2 hours. But Republicans outnumbered Democrats 11-9 on the committee and eventually passed the ARENA Act on their own. The bill now goes to the full Senate, where a filibuster battle awaits. President Obama will likely veto the ARENA Act if it makes it through both houses of Congress. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright.
The EPA's Clean Power Plan also faces challenges outside of Congress. West Virginia is among 16 states that have banded together to ask the Environmental Protection Agency to put its greenhouse gas limits for power plants on hold while they sue to stop them. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey and 15 other attorneys general submitted their request in a letter Wednesday. They're asking the EPA to respond by Friday. The EPA and the White House have said they believe the limits are legal and have no plans to put it on hold. The attorneys general are submitting the formal request anyway to lay the groundwork to ask the courts to issue a stay once the EPA rejects their request. The attorneys general say they'll soon file a lawsuit challenging the legality of the carbon emissions limits. The state's two top legislative leaders have sent a letter to two national organizations taking back an agreement their predecessors made more than 5 years ago. The agreement was over Common Core standards, the state's public education guidelines. As Ashton Maher reports, the letter is just one more step state lawmakers appear to be taking on the path toward Common Core repeal.
Senate President Bill Cole and House Speaker Tim Armstead sent the letter Monday to the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers, the two groups who wrote the Common Core Education Standards. The letter revoked a 2009 agreement made between the groups and then Senate President Earl Ray Tomlin and Speaker Rick Thompson, which led to the adoption of West Virginia's version of Common Core.
The letter was binding our current legislature and future legislatures to go down the Common Core track, and that doesn't fit with the direction that we think is best.
Senate President Cole points to the state's low student achievement numbers as reason enough to repeal the standards, but he says this letter alone won't do that. It will take legislative action. The first attempt at legislative repeal came earlier this year with the passage of a bill by the House of Delegates. The bill would have repealed both the state's version of Common Core and the Smarter Balanced Assessment, the standardized test associated with them. But the bill provoked mixed feelings in the Senate. Instead of passing the House version, the Senate rewrote the legislation, calling for a year-long study.
What was sent over from the House was well-meaning, but it wasn't completely thought out. In other words, it was repeal it without any direction of where do we go next. It just took a little bit more than that quick reaction, I thought.
The proposed study died on the final night of the session, but Cole says this week's letter proves leadership is serious about continuing the conversation of repeal. In order to combat the talk, State Superintendent of Schools Dr. Michael Martirano, along with the State Board of Education, are undertaking a comprehensive review of the standards. The study is currently in its first phase, which includes an online public comment period, a website where West Virginians can review all 936 standards and comment on ones they don't like or think need changed.
So I'm a little disappointed in the timing of this.
Mike Green is the president of the State Board of Education. He says Cole and Armstead's letter revoking the Common Core agreement came too soon, possibly throwing the comment period off track.
So my concern is that we're right in the middle of doing that particular process, and we certainly would like to get very specific input from the public about the standards they like and then don't like.
Green says he believes in the rigor of the current standards, but here's the concerns of state lawmakers. That's why the board and the State Department will continue their review.
We want to make it very clear to the public that that as a result of this review, that if we find that some of these standards need to be replaced or augmented in some way, this board and this department has the courage to do that.
Green believes the public should still share their comments on the standards, and
I certainly encourage the speaker and certainly encourage the president to do that as well.
Senate President Cole says he hasn't logged on to the State Department of Education's comment portal, and he doesn't intend to. We study things to death, he says, and now it's time for action. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.